So this morning I'd like to continue with our whirlwind tour of the four establishments of mindfulness by moving from the second establishment, which is feeling tone or Vedana, and we were exploring that a couple of afternoons ago. So moving now to the third establishment, which is mindfulness of the mind itself. And the other day I briefly mentioned Gil Fronsdal's wheel model of proliferation, how that happens, how we get caught in that unskillful mental activity and reactivity when there's no mindfulness. So as a reminder, based on that model, we locate at the center of the wheel the body and the breath. And then at the outer rim of the wheel, when sati and samadhi are weak, we experience proliferation, the mind spinning out in all kinds of stories that are usually pretty unpleasant. So some of you might be wondering, well, what happens between the hub and the rim? How do we get from that simplicity of just being with the breath to spinning out in loop after loop of reactivity? So we started exploring that process the other afternoon when we were looking at feeling tone or Vedana. So just out from the hub of the wheel, there are sense contacts and feeling tones, those two together. So sights and sounds and smells and tastes, physical sensations, mental activity, all of them coming automatically with a recognition of whether those contacts are pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And from there, again, if there's no mindfulness, tends to trigger all kinds of reaction. Again, pretty obvious, if it's pleasant, we want more of it. Unpleasant, we want it to go away. Neutral, we just space out, disconnect, or go in search of something more stimulating. So just to be clear, when we did the exploration of Vedana the other day, the intention is not to try to disconnect from our natural responses or negate the fact that an experience is pleasant or unpleasant. This is just built into our nervous system. We actually can't control it. Instead, we're bringing awareness to where, how we move away from just that simple knowing of, say, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral into some kind of reactivity to it. So to give an example, and this is very hypothetical, sorry. Imagine that at lunchtime, a plate of chocolate brownies appeared on the dessert table. And again, this is hypothetical. Sorry. If you notice the brownies, you notice a flicker of pleasant response in the mind, you take one of those brownies, you eat it slowly and mindfully. You're aware of the pleasant tastes, the pleasant flavors, the pleasant textures. And then when it's gone, it's gone. No problem. On the other hand, if you notice that plate of brownies on the table and you notice there's maybe 24 and you know there's more like 36 people on the retreat and you wonder how far you are in the line, and if there's any chance at all you could get a second one, and if they're really good, whether you could get the recipe from the manager, pretty clearly you've moved away from simple knowing of pleasant into entanglement, grasping, greed, which is actually unpleasant. So when we move away from just that simple knowing into some kind of entanglement, there's stress, right? We're no longer just appreciating the brownie for what it is. We're agitated, we're tense, we're wondering, we're caught up. So that's part of this training, to notice that movement away from the immediacy of experience into some kind of proliferation about it. So it's not about not letting ourselves enjoy things. It's just tracking that shading over from simple knowing into clinging. So coming back to the model of the wheel, just beyond the breath and the body at the center, we have the sense contacts, the feeling tone, And you can get a sense from that description I just gave, there's almost like a centrifugal force that pulls us off center and takes us into liking, disliking, and so on. And then beyond that simple liking and disliking, there starts to be the tendency to identify with our experiences and to take them personally. So to define our experiences as being me, mine, who I am. And then to create a whole world out of that mental reactivity. And we then step into that world as if it was real and true, not something that we ourselves have actually constructed, concocted, fabricated out of our reactivity. So this is why the Buddha puts so much emphasis on bringing mindfulness directly to our mental activity, to the mind itself. Because it's, as it says in the opening lines of the Dhammapada, mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Or translated slightly differently, with our thoughts we make the world. So today we're going to begin practicing mindfulness of the mind with a guided meditation. And the first thing to remember, though, is that thoughts are not the enemy. We're not trying to get rid of thoughts. Because thinking is just what the mind does most of the time. Just as the eyes see, the ears hear, the mind thinks. That's natural. So in Vipassana or insight practice, reducing our mental activity is a byproduct of the meditation. It's not the main goal, which I think for most of us is good news. Anybody had a few thoughts today? So we're not trying to battle with our thoughts. Most of the time there's going to be some kind of mental activity going on. And as we settle more deeply here into the stillness of this retreat, and as the samadhi gets stronger, we might notice that we're getting less caught up in our thoughts. Again, anybody had that experience? You can compare to day one to now, probably less gripping. I noticed that myself in the first sitting this morning, all the wind swirling around quite intensely. And by contrast, at that point at least, my mind was surprisingly still. I say surprising because usually wind is quite agitating. But today I felt the support of all of us slowing down together. And it almost felt like I was sitting in the eye of the storm. And here there was calm. And yeah, there were thoughts happening, but they were sort of more on the periphery. And they were just there doing their thing. And here in the center, there was some degree of stillness. So the thoughts were still there, I'm not trying to get rid of them, but we're changing our relationship to them, just allowing them to be known rather than getting entangled in them. And, like everything else, this is a training. It's not our normal way of relating to thoughts. So we can practice knowing thoughts as just thoughts, knowing when a thought has arisen, knowing when it's passed away. And as we get more skilled at just noticing thoughts, we can also start to notice when they get more complex, more sticky, and perhaps have an emotional component to them. Some kind of feeling that makes them a bit more challenging to just be with. So we're going to be working with thoughts and emotions. And just to say, emotions can be a bit more tricky to simply observe because at times they can be quite intense. And there's also a tendency to believe that we are our emotions. For example, we tell ourselves, I'm so bored, or I am angry, or I'm lonely, or I'm sad. And that tendency to take the emotions personally and to identify with them usually makes them more intense and makes them stick around longer. So as an antidote to that tendency, we can try to stay out of the story and instead keep coming back to the immediacy of the experience in the body. So noticing the physical sensations of the emotion, knowing them, naming them to ourselves, and using language that's impersonal. So taking sadness as an example, rather than saying, oh, I'm so sad, I'm just really sad, you might start to just name or note to yourself, lots of thoughts about my ex-partner coming up. Yeah, there's some sadness. Okay, sadness is like this. There's some hollowness in the chest area. The shoulders are slightly slumped. There's a little bit of prickling behind the eyes. Oh, a moment of self-compassion is like this. Feeling of relief, of lightening, of softening. So do you hear the difference when we're just naming the immediacy of the experience without the I at the center of it all? So we're training to meet these more challenging aspects of the mind with the same kindness, openness, and interest that we try to bring to every other aspect of our experience. And as we get used to doing this, we can recognize that the part of the mind that is simply aware of what's happening is not the part of the mind that's lost in the experience. So one analogy for this that sometimes uses, it can be like weather systems passing through the sky. So even in the few days that we've been here at Staveley, we've had cold, we've had heat, we've had calm, now we have wind, and at some point probably will rain. The point is that it's constantly changing, but the sky, which is the metaphor for our awareness, all these changes pass through it, and the sky, the awareness itself, is not affected by them. So the tool that we call mental noting can be useful here, particularly when it comes to emotions. It's a kind of a training in emotional literacy. And sometimes we're aware that there's something going on. We can feel some kind of thing happening in there, but it's not clear what. And so it can be helpful to take a few moments just to investigate. So again, we don't just keep dragging our attention back to the breath. The skill is to notice, to know, okay, something's going on. Take some time, see if you can label or identify what it is. And especially when it comes to emotional literacy, sadly in our society, this is another area that most of us don't have much capacity in. So in the beginning, it takes a bit of practice, and it can feel a bit like sort of throwing darts at a dartboard. So we're aware something's going on, and we're like, sadness? It's like, yeah, kind of, but not quite. Okay. Grief? No, that's too intense. Loneliness? Loneliness. Boing! We've hit the bullseye. And then once we've realized, okay, this is loneliness, we can relate to it more skillfully. So emotions can be quite complex with different aspects to them, and you might need to sort of audition a few different words before you find the right one. And if you can't, if you find that you're just getting caught up in thinking about it, analyzing it, then let that go, because we're trying to stay out of the cognitive mind and just even saying something, okay, something. Just acknowledging that something is going on is useful. And this is because the part of the mind that does the labeling is different from the part that's experiencing the emotion. So each time we use a mental note, in that nanosecond, we're in a different part of the mind. And this can just start to puncture or perforate that cloud of intensity. And eventually, it can just dissolve. Okay, so in the next meditation, we're going to experiment with including thoughts and emotions in our mindfulness. And we'll start with the anchors that we've already been using. So the breath, physical sensations, and then sounds. And then we'll start to open up to our mental activity. And just to say, when we do this, there's often a couple of things that can happen for people that are very common. One is that although in all the previous sittings I was thinking, when thoughts are allowed to be there, they just vanish. It feels like nothing's going on. So that's okay. They've somehow got stage fright and disappeared. And you just know, okay, nothing much is going on right now. No thinking. Other times we can have the opposite experience, that when we let ourselves fully notice the mental activity, it seems to suddenly increase and become a torrent that's almost overwhelming. And if that's true for you, then just again, see if you can name, okay, lots, or torrent. And the same can happen with emotions. When you're invited to name an emotion, depending on what's happening for you in that particular point in time, maybe nothing is going on. Nothing seems to be present. So again, you just know, note, nothing much. Or blankness. Or perhaps very subtle calm. So we're not trying to change our experience in any way. We're not trying to manufacture anything. We're just trying to bring more awareness to what the actual experience is. So that's the overview. Let's give it a try now.